harvest roundup time, away out west when the cactus is in bloom.
This is Recipe Roundup, episode 63. I recently went on vacation with the intention of eating fresh foods that make me feel good. And then reality set in with boardwalk treats and fried fare. This week, I was in the mood for a reset to bring me back into accordance with fruits and vegetables rather than deep-fried madness. Today's recipe for cabbage soup is perfect for just that. Now, you may have heard of the cabbage soup diet before, and I'm not here to recommend the fad. Most studies show that while these types of quick diets can show results in the short term, they are hard to maintain when returning to your normal way of eating. However, this soup recipe is a riff on the original recipe, and I must say I think it's a very healthy soup. As we've talked about before, cooking leafy greens like cabbage helps to make them more digestible and nutritious. I'm a pretty lazy person, and this means that even if I have all the best intentions to eat well, sometimes it just doesn't happen. Soup is a great solution, as it can be made in a large quantity and lasts a couple of days. One of my critiques of the OG cabbage diet soup is that it does not contain any protein. If you prefer chicken, I recommend cooking the meat separately and adding to the finished product. Same thing with pre-cooked beans. I can imagine kidney beans or chickpeas working very well with this soup. You'll need olive oil, 1 to 2 packages of stew beef depending on how meaty you would like it, half a large cabbage chopped, 1 large can of diced tomatoes, 1 large onion diced, 1 bell pepper sliced, 1 cup of chopped carrots, 3/4 cup of chopped celery, salt, pepper, cumin, and garlic to taste. If you like spiciness, you can also add a few slices of jalapeno or red pepper flakes. First, prepare all of your vegetables and season the beef with salt and pepper. In a large pot, heat olive oil over medium-high heat and brown the stew meat on all sides. Once the meat is partially browned, add in your onions. When the onions begin to sweat, add the carrots, bell pepper, and celery while stirring to combine. Once the vegetables have started to soften, add the can of diced tomatoes, including the juice. At this point, I like to do an initial seasoning with the spices so they are present while the soup is simmering. Add the chicken broth and chopped cabbage. Mix, cover, and allow the soup to simmer on low to medium heat for about 25 minutes. Turn off the heat, mix in the second round of seasonings, and allow the soup to rest for about 20 minutes. Enjoy with jalapeno slices or cilantro. This soup is also great with melted cheese. You can find this recipe and all of my recipes on AlleghenyMountainRadio.org. Please send any reviews or pictures to sage@amrmail.org. For Recipe Roundup, this is Sage Tangway.
All this roundup time, away out west when the cactus is in bloom. Deodorant, oh.